This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 59, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the believing women that when they go abroad, they should put on the cloak, they should put on the jilbab, so that they shall be recognized and it will prevent them from being molested. Quran says, hijab has been prescribed for the women so that they shall be recognized and it will prevent them from being molested. I'd like to ask you a question. That suppose two twin sisters who are very beautiful, who are equally beautiful, if they are walking down the streets of Dubai, walking down along the Corniche, and if one twin sister, she's wearing the Islamic hijab, the complete body covered, except the face and the hands up to the wrist, and the other twin sister, she's wearing the Western clothes, the mini skirts or shorts. And if both of them are walking down the streets in Dubai, along the Corniche, and if on the side there is a ruffian who's waiting for a catch, who's waiting to tease a girl, I'm asking the question, which girl will he tease? Will he tease the girl wearing the Islamic hijab, or will it tease the girl wearing the Western clothes, the mini skirts or short? Which girl will it tease? Which girl? But naturally, the girl wearing the Western clothes, the mini skirts or short. If you're inviting, then you'll receive. The Quran rightly says that hijab has been prescribed to prevent the woman from being molested. And after this, if anyone rapes any woman, the Islamic Sharia says death penalty. Many non-Muslims say death penalty. In this age of 21st century, Islam is a barbaric religion. It's a ruthless law. But when I ask this question, and I've asked this question to thousands of non-Muslims, that suppose, God forbid, someone rapes your mother or someone rapes your sister, and if you are made the judge and the rapist is brought in front of you, what punishment will you give him? Believe me, all of them said, 100%, we will put him to death. Some went to the extreme of saying, we will torture him to death. So someone rapes your mother, your wife, your sister, you want to put him to death. Someone rapes somebody else's mother, somebody else's sister, you say, death penalty, barbaric law. Why these double standards? Why? And do you know, America, USA, which happens to be the most advanced country in the world, do you know it has one of the highest rates of rape in the world? The country which has one of the highest rate of rape in the world is USA. According to the FBI statistics of 1990, every day 1,756 cases of rape took place. According to the statistics of US Department of Justice in 1996, every day 2,713 cases of rape took place. 1990, 1,756. 1996, 2,713. Maybe the Americans got bolder. In 6 years' time, they got more bold. If you calculate, every 32 seconds, one rape is taking place in America. You know, we are here in this auditorium for the past 1.5 hours. Already 150 rapes may have taken place in USA till the time we are here. I am asking you the question that if you implement the Islamic Sharia, any man looks at a woman, he should lower his gaze. The woman should be modestly dressed, complete body covered, except the face and hands up to the wrist. And after that, any man rapes any woman, capital punishment, death penalty. I am asking you the question, will the rate of rape in America, will it increase, will it remain the same, or will it decrease? It will decrease. It's a practical law. You implement the Sharia, you get results. That's the reason the least rate of rape in any country in the world, it's in Saudi Arabia. You implement the Sharia, you get results. The Western society, claiming to uplift the woman, when it speaks about women's liberalization, it's nothing but a disguised form of exploitation of a body, deprivation of a soul, and degradation of honor. The Western society claiming to uplift the woman have actually degraded her to a status of concubines, butterflies, and mistresses, which are mere tools in the hands of pleasure seekers and sex marketeers hidden behind the colorful screen of art and culture. In the name of art and culture, the Westerners, they're selling their daughters, they're selling their mothers. And you see it very common in most of the ads. Invariably, you have to find a woman. You see an ad of a motorcycle. How many women ride motorcycle? Yet you see a woman in the ad of motorcycle. In the ad of a car, percentage-wise, a small percentage of women drive cars. Yet you'll find a woman in the ad of a car. And I was told about a very famous advertisement ad of the BMW. You know BMW car? It's in competition with Mercedes. The youngsters, they prefer BMW. It has a better pickup. It's fast. Someone told me in one of the very famous ads of BMW, there was a woman who was standing in front of the car with a bikini, and the ad read, "Test driver now." Who, the girl or the car? So in the name of women liberalization, they are selling their daughters. They are selling their mothers. We love our daughters. We love our mothers. We love our wives. If the hijab subjugates the woman and protects her, we love this subjugation. We love this subjugation and we love this protection. If this is your freedom in the name of women liberalization, selling your body, selling yourself, we are very happy with our religion. Islam has prescribed women hijab to protect her and to uplift her. And we see today the same thing is happening in the Western world. Same thing what happened in Greek civilization, Roman civilization, women in the name of liberalization, art, culture, modeling, fashion, TV, all this you see, what are they doing? Going back to the old age.